The Jewish holiday Hanukkah is known as the Festival of Lights for its 8 nights of candle lighting and celebration. Tonight will be night number 5. From member station WVXU, Tana Weingartner takes us to Cincinnati's first drive-through Hanukkah lights display.
Among other things, Hanukkah marks the rededication of the Holy Temple in Jerusalem, where a one-day supply of oil miraculously lasted 8 days. Jews around the world celebrate the event by lighting candles and menorahs each night. But for a holiday called the Festival of Lights, twinkling strands of lights have been largely absent. Rabbi Laura Baum wanted to do something about that. She runs Cincinnati's Rockwern Academy, a Jewish day school for toddlers through 6th grade. She says at least in Cincinnati this year, Christmas doesn't have the monopoly on holiday lights.
I think that many people traditionally go to Christmas lights or other holiday lights at this time of year, and it's so exciting for the Jewish community to have its own lights display, finally.
Hanukkah Sameach.
Hi, how are you? Do you want to scan the code?
Thank you so much. Oh, yes!
The school has transformed its parking lot into a sea of sparkling white and blue lights. It's a wonderland of Hanukkah decorations, inflatable menorahs, and spinning tops called dreidels. Carloads of families are weaving through the display on a chilly night, listening to a soundtrack of students singing Hanukkah songs. The Sarenbach family is bundled up to take in the display with their car windows down. The inflatables were a big hit with kids Caleb, Eva, and Oliver, who liked a glowing Hanukkah bear best.
I liked him because he's holding a dreidel and the menorah is like right up him and he's wearing the kippah and the Jewish star.
Do you normally get to see these kinds of things this time of year?
No. Well, we do see Christmas lights a lot, but
we don't celebrate.
We don't celebrate, so.
But I'm happy because Hanukkah too.
Cincinnati is the birthplace of Reform Judaism in North America, and in the mid-19th century was America's third largest Jewish community. And yet, Baum says, as far as she knows, this is its first ever drive-through Hanukkah lights display.
If there was a light-up Hanukkah item to be purchased, we purchased it. We got creative.
Hanukkah ends Monday evening, but Baum says she's already planning to make next year bigger and brighter. For NPR News, I'm Tana Weingartner in Cincinnati.